So I just stopped into a Barnes & Noble near my house to take a look at the Nook. I was inspired by a buddy of mine, Concert Man, on Twitter, who checked it out a couple of days ago, so I figured I'd do the same thing. So my initial reactions, it was hard to find. I walked into the store, and Concert Man's write-up, he'd said that he walked in and couldn't miss it. They had a big tower from by the door. That was not my experience. I had to ask somebody. I couldn't see really any advertising in the store about where it might be. They had signs that they had it, but not where it was. And when I asked a passing associate where it was, she told me they keep them behind the counter by the register. So I had to go into the line with people waiting to make a purchase, a POS, so that I could take a look at the product. They had two behind the register on display. She pulled one out. She told me the unit was in its dead mode, and that you pushed a button to wake it up. I thought that was interesting terminology. I can't believe that's from corporate. And then rather than handing me the Nook so that I could look at it, or perhaps suggesting that I take it over to the coffee shop to spend a couple of minutes with it or anything like that, she held it there in front of me over the counter. She didn't give it to me. And she talked me through the features, which fortunately didn't take very long because there really aren't very many. But I was not impressed with the sales pitch. And I'll come back to that. The device itself, underwhelming. So if you want to stop there, you can. That's pretty much the review. Back to her sales pitch. And maybe I just didn't like the person, but I'm a former Apple retail employee. And, you know, I know how to sell people Macs and iPods. And this lady did not have training, anything like the training I received to demonstrate technology. She walked me through the unit's features rather lackadaisically and disinterestedly, and didn't really know her stuff. She talked about how many levels of brightness the screen had. Didn't make the wireless very clear. I still don't know, because she talked about why it comes with wireless. I don't know if that means that it works on Wi-Fi or if it's got 3G access. Although she did start talking about other countries in Canada, so I guess it has 3G access, but that was unclear. Nor did she tell me what I could do with it. I tried to play with it, and I couldn't figure out if there was a web browser or a news reader or anything like that integral with the software. So I tried to read some books, and you know what? E-Ink looks pretty good. It really does. I could see reading a book on that device. But the interface, outside the actual reading of text, the interface is atrocious. It's unresponsive to taps. It's unclear when I'm supposed to push the hardware buttons and when I'm supposed to push the touchscreen interface. It's got weird icons that I think are based on the lowercase letter N for the iconography, but it's unclear what they do. I must have tapped the screen a half a dozen times. The tip of my finger still hurts before I figured out that the big screen on top, though it displays menus when you're looking, for example, at your list of books to read, it displays menus that look just like an iPod. But scroll to the side. But those menus are not touchable. That entire screen is not touch sensitive. Instead, you navigate using the screen down below. So there's a screen down below with buttons, and the menu displays up above. But the iconography and the interface all makes me intuitively want to touch it, as maybe as an iPhone user that I'm trained that way. But I did not like the interface at all. So long story short, E-Ink devices look good. Text on the Kindle looks good at really small font sizes, and on the Nook as well. But outside of the actual activity of reading the text, I was underwhelmed by the Nook's interface, and the sales pitch is awful. They're going to make me wait in a POS line to look at the product, and then she's going to hold on to it. She's not going to let me touch it. They're not going to let me sit down in a chair and try to use it. I have to stand by the register. What if there have been people in line behind me? How's that going to make a customer feel? All in all, totally underwhelming demo experience, and really not a compelling product. I have no idea what it costs. I wasn't even motivated to ask that, and she certainly didn't offer. But you know what? I've used an iPad. An iPad is an exciting piece of technology to use, but I'd rather read books in stands on my iPhone because I can get in and out of them faster and understand them than I would understand the interface, rather. Rather than read books on the Nook based on my experience with it tonight. So there you go, Mr. D's feeling, and it's not a good feeling on the Nook.